The question today is, what is the truth about Easter? This is the second part of this message. We looked yesterday and talked about what things are mentioned with Easter. And really the truth about it is that many of the things mentioned with Easter is not correct. It's not really right. And so as a result, we begin to look then, what is the real truth about Easter? And that's what we need to understand. Now, it started, as we think about the real truth about it, it's only mentioned one time in Acts 12:4, and we said that it was really a pagan festival, started as a pagan festival to a goddess that does not exist. And that's why it was caught up in by tradition, and we're warned not to be caught up by tradition. And the devil's laughing at us when we fall in the same trap and hide Easter eggs and teach our kids about the Easter bunny and so forth. But we see the truth about Easter. It's really a time around the Jewish Passover, which we said yesterday started in Exodus chapter 12. And the instructions is given that. The law was stated about that in Leviticus chapter 23. The Passover was on the 14th day of the month. The 15th day began the Feast of Unleavened Bread. It was a day of holy convocation, and the seventh day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread was a holy convocation. Now, both these feasts were connected together and usually sometimes referred to as the Passover. Sometimes it was referred to as the Feast of Unleavened Bread, including all 8 days. Now, sometime during that Feast of Unleavened Bread, there was the Feast of First Fruits that was there at that particular time. And we know that that was Christ was the first fruits in that sense. And so therefore, as we begin to talk about that, we'll look at that a little bit later. But we know that what happened that day was a high Sabbath. The Thursday was a high Sabbath. Really, it was the Thursday, not a Friday, not a regular Sabbath. It was a high Sabbath, first day of unleavened bread. And it was that special Sabbath. Leviticus says it this way in Leviticus 7 and 8, in the first days you shall have and holy convocation, you shall do no servile work therein, but you shall make an offering, shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord 7 days, but in the seventh day is a holy convocation, you shall do no servile work at that particular time. So that was the special high Sabbath that John 19:31 said that Jesus was taken off the cross, still a preparation day, still a Passover. And so therefore, it was the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread. And in other words, prophecy had to be fulfilled, though. And people say Jesus died on Friday and raised on Sunday. But you realize Matthew chapter 12, verse number 40 said, as far as Jonas was 3 days and 3 nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. And so we see that he didn't just say days, but he said days and nights. So Jesus didn't die on a so-called Good Friday. How do we know that? Well, Matthew 28, verse number 1, he says, in the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulcher. Now, this was the end of the Sabbath. This was a regular Sabbath on a Saturday. In Matthew 28, verse 1, when it talks about dawn, is the dawning of a 24-hour day which began at sunset or at 6 p.m. In other words, the women came just before 6 p.m. on that Saturday. And you notice verses 2 through 6 of Matthew chapter 28, and said, behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the women, fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He's not here, for he is risen. As he said, come see the place where he lay. Now, he arose just before 6 o'clock on Saturday, our time. So we count backwards. 6 o'clock Saturday p.m. to 6 o'clock p.m. Friday is 1 day, 1 night. 6 p.m. on Friday, backwards 1 day. It's to 6 p.m. on Thursday, 1 day and 1 night. 6 p.m. on Thursday, backward 1 day. To 6 p.m. on Wednesday, 1 day and 1 night. So Jesus died on Wednesday, April the 14th. The Passover that year. Thursday was the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the high Sabbath day. Saturday was the regular Sabbath day. Sunday then, when they were to offer the first fruits, and when the disciples came early on the first day, you see, And this is the first day. They came early on the first day. They found an empty tomb, and this was really the first watch of the first day of the week, which was actually 6 o'clock at night. Christ is the first fruits. The Bible said, 1 Corinthians 15, verse 23, every man in his order, talking about we're going to be resurrected, every man in his order, Christ the first fruits, afterward they that are Christ at his coming. So we see, therefore, we come together every week on the first day of the week to worship Christ, the first fruits from the dead. We're not celebrating Easter. We're not celebrating eggs and rabbits. That's a pagan holiday. We're just worshiping my Christ, my resurrected Lord, my living Lord. He today, as well as next Sunday and every Sunday thereafter. And thank God there's an empty tomb today. He's not there. He's risen. He's not hanging on the cross. And we have no pictures of Jesus hanging on the cross. He's not dead. He lives. He lives. How do I know he lives? He lives in my heart. And he wants to live in your heart as well. So we see the truth about Easter has been twisted and turned by the devil and by tradition, the world we've associated, and we've told our children lies about the rabbit laying the eggs and so forth and all those things. And that's not right. That's not doing your children right. We need to tell them the truth about Easter. It's fashion, a pagan holiday is the way it started. And all that sunrise service and those things that they had was from a drunken sex orgy out on the side of the mountain. And they rose up and bowed down to the sun and worshiped the sun and worshiped the Estra, the goddess of Estra. My Lord, help us not to be caught up in that. So we see then that Easter is a word that's it's really the resurrection of Jesus. It's the Passover time. It's a time of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the time of the first fruits. And because there was a first fruit, that means that they go out and gather the harvest and bring it in and say that this is the first fruits, and it represented the grains, more than one. It was plural. And when it says Christ the first fruits, it wasn't only Christ himself. We know Matthew says that when Jesus died on the cross that day at 3 o'clock that afternoon, after he said it's finished, he dismissed his own spirit. There was a great earthquake. The veil was rent in twain. Old Testament economy was done away with. And as a result, tombs were opened up, sepulchers, huge stout places in the rocks of the mountains was opened up. People saw the bones of many of the people in bygone days, and some of those was Old Testament saints. After Jesus resurrected, those Old Testament saints come forth out of the grave and were seen walking through the streets of Jerusalem. And therefore, they're part of the first fruits. How many of the Old Testament saints is involved in that? I don't know. Is it all of them? I don't know. But it is some of them. We know that. And they were resurrected. And then God says, they that are his at his coming. So we see Easter is not a good holiday. It's not correct. It's wrong. The way we worship today, it started by pagan ideas and pagan worship and people in our churches. I want to hide Easter eggs, have Easter egg hunt. Lord, help the churches who do that. A true church won't do that. A true church won't hide Easter eggs. Those that are saved by the grace of God don't want any part to do with that, because that's not what God has about Easter. That's tradition. That's paganism. It's idolatry. It's not right. And why would you tell your children something that's not right? You need to tell them about the Lord Jesus Christ, who's the resurrected Lord, who came forth during that period of time of the Passover. The Feast of Unleavened Bread represented that. So we've got his death, his burial, and his resurrection represented by those three feasts. And he came forth, and we need to tell them about a risen, resurrected Lord who's seated at the right hand of the Father, making intercession, praying for us today, you and your children as well, that they might be saved by the grace of God. Tell them the truth about the Word of God. Don't tell them some fairy tale. Don't tell them some exaggerated tale about a holiday. Listen, people just want to get off from work and use that as the time and think, oh, I'll go to church now. This is time to go to church. Not so. We ought to go every Sunday because it's the Lord's day. It's the time we celebrate the resurrection. So we'll be at the Lord's house, Lord willing, next Sunday. We'll be there celebrating the resurrection of our Lord. We don't call it Easter because it's not right to do so, but we do every Sunday worship the resurrection of our Lord because he lives. He's not in the grave. He's not in the tomb. He's not in the heart of the earth any longer. 3 days and three nights he stayed there. Didn't die on Friday and come forth on Sunday. You can't get 3 days out of that. So you see, died on a Wednesday afternoon about 3 o'clock, resurrected just before about before 6 o'clock on Saturday, our time, and that would be the beginning of the Sabbath as it began to dawn. The women came to embalm him at that time. And the tomb was empty. The stone was rolled away. And the angels announced, he's not here. He's risen, as he said. In other words, I remember being in the Holy Land one time. We went to a place called Jesus' tomb. And by the way, there's two tombs in Jerusalem represented by that. One's inside the wall, decorated with a bunch of jewels. It's Catholic in origin. And that cannot be the one, because that's inside the gate. Jesus had to be crucified outside the gate. And near that crucifixion place, which was Golgotha, the place of the skull, there was a garden where he was buried in the barred tomb, Joseph of Arimathea. And I was at that place, believed to be the place where Jesus was buried. Somebody said, oh, you don't know this is where he was buried, and such like. Well, we may not know for certain, but there's one thing I do know for certain about the tomb where he was buried. He's not there. It's empty, for he's at the right hand of the Father, making intercession from now. So I thank God for the season in the spring we have that the Jews call the Passover. The Jews call it the Feast of Unleavened Bread. The Jews call it the Feast of First Fruits. And our Lord died on that preparation day as the Passover Lamb. As John had said, the behold the Lamb that will take away the sin of the world. And he took away, he fulfilled the law. And there he paid our sin debt. Not only did he suffer the physical maladies of the cross, the beating and whatnot, but at 12 o'clock it became dark that day, and darkness that you could feel. And he suffered. He was separated from his God, and yet God saw the travail of his soul. He didn't turn his back upon his only begotten Son. He saw the travail, Isaiah 53 said, and therefore he paid the price, our eternity in hell by a miracle of God that I don't understand and can't explain. But he did that there while hanging on that cross that day in that 3 hours. Then he said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. Of course, he said just before that, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And then he said, I thirst, the thirst of hell. Then he said, it is finished. And then he became back into a relationship with the Father and called him Father. And he, Father, into thy hands I commend thy spirit. And Jesus' body went into the heart of the earth, just as he told the thief the day, shalt thou be with me in paradise? And paradise was Abraham's bosom in the heart of the earth. And he went there and told the boys, in essence, fellas, we're getting out of this place in 3 days and 3 nights. And he came forth victorious. So this next Christmas season, Easter season, and I'll deal with Christmas some other time, but Easter season, don't get caught up in the tradition of the world, in eggs and bunnies and what. Think about our resurrected Lord. Think about him every Sunday. For God's glory. This is Edgar Lee Pascal, host of Ask the Pastor, saying good day to you until we meet again on the air or in the air. May the good Lord bless you is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.